Three missions to Mars are set to blast off in the coming weeks. The United States, China, and the United Arab Emirates are all sending unmanned spacecraft to the red planet. NASA is even planning to bring back Martian rocks for the first time ever. Let's bring in science journalist Alexandra Whitsey in Boulder, Colorado. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So let's start with the American mission. This will be the fifth rover the U.S. has sent to Mars. What is NASA hoping to learn this time?
This is a whole new step forward for NASA, who's already sent, as you said, four other rovers to Mars. The first one was like the size of a microwave oven and didn't get very far. And then the most recent one is like the size of an SUV, and it's been climbing up a mountain. So they've dramatically ramped up what they can do. So this new one is going to be a whole step forward in exploration. It will be landing in an ancient river, an ancient delta on Mars. It will be driving around and drilling these samples of rock that it's going to collect. And hopefully one day, another mission, not this spacecraft, but another spacecraft in the future, will fly, pick them up, and bring them back here to Earth. And that would be the first time we have ever brought rocks back from Mars to study. And the whole goal is to see, did life ever exist on Mars? And if so, did it leave its imprint in these rocks that this new rover is going to collect?
Wow, well, that would be great if they're able to successfully do that. What about the China mission? China hopes to land its first rover on Mars following the success of its rover missions to the moon. Tell us about the Chinese mission.
The Chinese mission, there's not a ton of details that's been put out publicly about it yet, but yeah, it would be China's first mission to the red planet. They'd put an orbiter around the planet, so that would sort of fly around and do communications, and then they'd put another rover down on the surface. So while the Americans would be driving around on one part of the planet, the Chinese would be driving around on another. And they've got stuff like ground-penetrating radar where they would try and sort of look down and see what's below the surface of Mars for the first time.
And what about the United Arab Emirates? This is a satellite, not a rover, on the planet Mars, and it's the first interplanetary exploration by an Arab nation. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, it's a really amazing story what's been done at the UAE. They didn't even have a space agency until about 6 years ago, but they decided they wanted one, and they decided to prioritize sending a mission to Mars, of all places. So in just 6 years, they've built this mission from scratch. It will launch as early as the 14th of July, and it will fly to Mars, and it's going to map the weather. We haven't had a global weather mapper at Mars ever, and the UAE is planning on doing this. Yeah,
no chance of rain, probably.
Not too much, no.
Right. All of these are robotic missions, not manned. Are any space agencies making progress on sending people to Mars in the near future?
Well, NASA talks about sending astronauts, and there have been some private companies like Elon Musk who have been talking about sending astronauts at some point. But it's really tough to get there. It's a very long voyage. It's not like sending astronauts to the moon, which is so close to us. NASA's been talking about astronauts to Mars in the 2030s, and I have to say, for all the decades I've been reporting on space exploration, that deadline just keeps getting pushed out by however later we get in time.
Another mission to Mars from the European Union and Russia was delayed 2 years because of the pandemic. How were these missions able to stay on track?
They worked really hard. So the European mission had a couple of problems. The pandemic was one of them. These three that are managing to launch, they really sort of bent heaven and earth to make it happen. So NASA, for instance, had most of its engineers and a lot of its parts on the West Coast at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Southern California, but their launch sites over in the East in Florida. So one thing NASA did was commandeer some of its own planes, because when you're NASA, you have your own planes, and they've been flying people back and forth between California and Florida to make sure that everything would get on track to launch and nobody would have to fly commercial in the time of pandemic. And it's the same with the other two nations as well, too. They basically just isolated their spacecraft people as much as possible. It helps that when you're putting together a spacecraft, you're already working in the clean room. You've got your bunny suit. You know, you've got to, you know, clean everything before you go in. So they just, you know, really isolated their staff and said, we're going to try and make this happen. And so far, they're all on schedule.
Now, I know that you got up this morning very early to see the comet that's out there. Can you just tell our listeners, if they want to see it too, how do they do that?
Yeah, if you well, I saw Mars this morning too, so you can also look at Mars while you're looking for the comet. There's a comet right now called Neowise, which is it's not the world's most amazing comet, but it is pretty nice. And if you're not in the middle of a city, right now you can get up early in the morning. We got up about 4 o'clock this morning in Colorado and look to the east, northeast, very quite low above the horizon, and you're just looking for a smudgy patch of light. And if you've got a pair of binoculars, it will be even better. So take a look with your eyes, and when you see a little smudge, put the binoculars up to it, and you should see, you know, a little patch of light with a little tail streaming behind it, and that's Comet Neowise.
That is Alexandra Witsi, who is a science journalist based in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.